In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. And in order to more fully reveal the Word, many have attempted to set forth a statement of the events that have been fulfilled among us. This was done by transmitting the Word in the manner as it was handed down by those who were eyewitnesses and ministers from the beginning. And thus, I have also decided, after carefully investigating everything anew, to write it down in an orderly account for you, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may know the certainty of the teachings you have received. Jesus came to the world, and although the world came to exist through him, the world failed to recognize him. He came to his own home, but his own people did not accept him. But to those who did receive him, he gave the privilege to become children of God. That privilege he gave to those who believe he is what he is. Those who became the children of God were born not by human blood, nor by human flesh, nor by human will. Their birth came from the Spirit of God. And the Word became human flesh and lived among us, and we saw his glory. It was the glory that only the Son receives from the Father. He was full of grace and truth. From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, as God may be, but only the Son, who is at the Father's side, has disclosed the mystery of God.